Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Who are the coolest dudes on the planet?
United States veterans.
What's the coolest sport on the planet?
Pro wrestling.
And what would be the coolest podcast on the planet? That would be this one.
U.S. military vets talking pro wrestling.
This is the No Shave Man Cave. Two badass disabled vets sharing their love of pro wrestling, giving you their perspective as fans, talking about current events and matches, history of titles, and who knows what else. Let's do it.
Welcome to the No Shave Men Cave. Now your hosts, Ellie Jair and Jay Tilley.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, wrestling fans, and sports entertainment fans, welcome to the No Shave Man Cave. I'm Ellie Jair.
And I am Jay Tilley.
And for the record, I'm a Cody Crybaby. Heyo! Welcome to the No Shave Man Cave. Jay Tilley, brother, we are hours away from our trek to WrestleMania. And I am jacked to the nines.
Woo! Oh, it is going to be a good one, man. And just speaking of that, dude, like the Raw promo Cody cut. Oh, dude, the promo battle between him and The Rock has been outstanding.
Yeah.
But it leads me into wondering what happens after WrestleMania, yeah. Right? Like, so we know that I'm an AEW fan. I've been an AEW fan. I'm more of an AEW fan. And this storyline with The Rock and Cody has pulled me into WWE world. And I'll put it to you as a WWE fan. All right, Raw after WrestleMania, do I go, all right, I'm done with this. I'm going back to AEW? Or are they going to have something lined up to where I'm going to go, man, I'm going to stick around a little more? Because I don't see it. Like, and I know, you know, I'm pretty good at seeing the writing on the walls in AEW. And WWE is really predictable, but I just don't see what the next gotcha thing is going to be. Now, granted, I didn't see it after the... Well, I kind of saw it after the Bloodline stuff with Sami Zayn and everything, because Cody came in right after that. But I don't see any big name coming back. I don't see, other than setting up the inevitable Rock versus Cody, I'm assuming is going to happen. I just don't know what's next coming after WrestleMania. And I know we're putting the cart before the horse, but I just kind of want to get your opinion on it. Like, what's going to get me hyped coming out of WrestleMania?
Yeah. Dude, there's going to be so much. So we've got the tag team of freaking nightmare, right? And there's so many different options that you can do with that combo. Who turns on who? How does that match go? Then you have, you know, the unfortunate news of Afa and his, you know, health being an issue. and you could sort of play into that. And how do you involve other members of the bloodline during this match? And, you know, night one, the main event for night one is freaking Nightmare against the bloodline. And, you know, are we going to have a special guest referee? Are we going to have...
Will we be able to see him?
I mean, exactly. I mean, I'm not just saying like John Cena may or may not be available, but, you know, could John Cena come out? Hopefully he's not wearing what he wore at the Academy Awards, but it's whatever. And you're into whatever. So if you do want John Cena to be wearing that, maybe you won't see him down below. But there's a lot that you can do with that. So what is going to happen and what is after now that you've finished the story? Now, does Roman Reigns go away for a little while? The rumor mill has it that The Rock is going to go away for a little while. But I think the end game, like what The Rock said with him being the final boss, eventually it's got to be Roman versus The Rock. Now, does it come down the road? Is that something that will happen? I don't know that we want to wait till SummerSlam to, you know, cook this off in Cleveland or, you know, however we're going to do it. But I think the bloodline will be drastically different coming out of WrestleMania, and the what after will be extremely significant. And so what do you do with Cody afterward? You're going to come face to face Seth freaking Rollins, the Nightmare, American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. They're going to come face to face on Monday Night Raw. They're going to shake hands, and then you're going to hear the Judgment Day. You know, they're going to try and cash in, but I don't think Seth is going to make it out with the world title. So
yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah. Actually, I think The Rock's going to cause him to lose that title.
Yep.
And I think maybe you're going to set up Roman and Rollins, because, you know, you mentioned the Nightmare or the freaking Nightmare tag team. I really don't want to see Rollins and Cody again. Like, I've seen that. So that doesn't hype me up coming out of it. But what does is potentially Punk coming back. Does Punk challenge Cody, you know, right out the gate? But I think you're setting up for Punk to go after Drew McIntyre because I'm with you. I think Drew wins at WrestleMania. I 100%. Think we see Drew McIntyre, whether it's bloodline interference or a cash in that goes wrong or whatever the case may be.
I didn't even think about the cash in going wrong. That's a good one.
Yeah. But
that's a really good one.
What do we do with the cash in? I know he's got a while for it, but does he hold on to it and cash in later down the road against Cody? And we set up Cody versus Priest. Are they? I don't know. I mean, that, I guess, is why I'm trying to pick your brain. Like, I want to know Monday night after WrestleMania, am I going to go, all right, I'm still into this story, which very well could be. I mean, Cody's a genius at this stuff. And I won't say Triple H is yet, but he's getting there as far as booking goes. So there's potential.
Yeah, he's totally warming up. And I think, you know, every day he gets a little bit farther along. But what I think is going to come out of WrestleMania is you're going to see a very stark difference in the production, in the publicity. I don't know if it's going to be the actual programming as much as it will be like the buildup. I do think that Endeavor or TKO are going to want to put their fingerprints on the WWE product. So I hope that,
and the fact that McMahon's officially gone. So he's got no say anymore. So they really can change everything up.
Yep. Yeah. So that'll be significant to see what they do. Okay, we have a clean finish or not clean finish for Friday night. I'm sorry. So we'll back up. So Monday night we get a clean finish. We have Seth freaking Rollins versus McIntyre. McIntyre comes out the victor. Claymore. Glasses, boots, everything goes off. We don't see Seth freaking Rollins for a little while. He goes, heals up. He's all nicked up, whatever. Becky comes out. She's now your reigning women's champion. She's going to reign supreme for a hot minute. Then you're going to have...
Really? You think she's going to beat Rhea?
I do. I think Rhea will go away for a little while, and then she'll come back, and you're going to see Judgment Day get repackaged. You'll see Malakai Black and Buddy Murphy come back in some kind of new regime. And yeah, this whole WWE that we know and appreciate will be something that we know, like, and love coming out of WrestleMania, depending on what side you're on, too. Like, oh, my WWE brain doesn't accept this, or my AEW programming expectation is blank, or I'm just this rabid wrestling fan and everything is gray. I don't think it will be gray. I think it will be exciting. We'll have two different tag team champions. You know, we'll have two new women's champions, which I'm super excited about. I can't wait to see what Bayley's going to do with this title. And not that.
So you're thinking all championships are changed hands?
I think so. Yeah. Really? I think we're going to get a clean sweep. And
interesting.
Yeah. I keep thinking, so my WWE brain keeps going, okay, so I think what will happen is the main event obviously is already decided night one and two. The opening matches for night one and two, very subjective, right? And at some point, I think Priest comes out and tries to cash in. And if it's Sami Zayn and Gunther, that would be a perfect opportunity for Priest to cash in. Oh, that's crazy. Why would he cash in on the Intercontinental title? Because he talked about it, you know, back in the day, talking about how Carlos Colon carried that title and what it meant to him. And they're eventually going to go back and do another international show. And that would be a banger. You know, Sami Zayn, Gunther defeats Sami. Everybody's like, oh, I can't believe this. The longest reigning Intercontinental champion. Unless Chad Gable can work his way into a three-way, which it's a pretty tight turn. We only have just over, would we have two more episodes of Monday Night Raw to get him on the card. So,
but I feel like they laid the groundwork for that.
Yeah.
This last Raw.
100%.
With putting the doubt in Sammy's head and everything, like they could be laying the groundwork for that.
And Sammy even talked about that. He's like, I was pissed. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
You know, I've earned this opportunity. I've been grinding. And, you know, all of a sudden we've got, you know, this uprising for Chad Gable. Huh. What happened during his reign or his run to the Elimination Chamber match where, you know, everybody thought, holy cow, Sami Zayn is the guy who's going to defeat Roman, even though Cody is the one to defeat Roman as the world champion and finish his story. And he comes within seconds and outside interference of him winning the championship. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a swerve and, you know, something ends up happening. But I think, you know, we'll have new tag team champions, new women's champions. Cody will win. I don't know how long he'll carry it. I think it'll be a short term, 6 month-ish. But he'll have multiple runs. And over the next year between this WrestleMania and next, he'll probably have at least two runs. And there's someone they're going to build to come, you know, face to face with him. And I'm fingers crossed, hey, Tony Khan or El Editor or whoever, if we can burn some sage, do whatever we have to do. We need to have Dustin at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I need Dustin on night two to be there. Dustin was just at the show when the Cody nephews, the Rhodes nephews, competed in Texas for the tag team championships. This is a family business, and we need to have family involved, and let's just make it happen. Just like we are with the Bloodsport event that's getting ready to kick off, And right now it's confirmed that Shayna Baszler is going to go. Shayna Baszler, one of the longest reigning NXT women's champions, is going to go.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Against the first woman to hold the GCW World Championship for the blood sport that Josh Barnett champions and former UFC. He did wrestle in the WWE. He's wrestled in a couple of other organizations, and he's been a commentator on multiple organizations, to include New Japan. And super excited to see how this entire event is going to go, because I don't think it's just going to be Shayna from the WWE involved, and just super excited, man. Damn.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah. That's a big precedent for WWE too. So, and I'm wondering if it has something to do with, and I don't know, let me know in the comments if I'm wrong or not, but I think Josh Barnett still has a contract under TKO because of the UFC stuff. So I don't know if he's on like what they have, Legends deal or whatnot, but I'm curious if that has something to do with it now. And I may be wrong, but I could have swore I heard that he was still technically part of the UFC as like a commentator occasionally or whatever he does for the UFC. So
hey,
I'd be interested.
Hey, real quick, just a shout out to you, Jay Tilly. Jay Tilly's the guy. He's been on the grind in the back and in the front, doing all kinds of stuff, making stuff happen, trying to get sponsors, doing a lot of editing behind the scenes. And just wanted to give you a shout out to the shout out. And thank you to the New York City Podcast and World Podcast Network. Got us a shout out, and really appreciate everything that Jay Tilly's been doing.
Oh, yeah, we got the vote up again.
Yeah, so very cool. Nice job, dude. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we're putting in the work for sure. And then speaking of putting the work, I want to go back to the Cody thing. So you mentioned Gunther. He is one of the ones I would get excited for coming after Cody. Just in general, like, because we were talking, you know, different names, and CM Punk's up there, but I think putting CM Punk on Drew McIntyre for that title, because I agree, but Gunther losing and then going, no, I'm fine with it, I want to go after the Universal title. The only thing I see with that, and I don't remember when WWE holds their draft, but, you know, Cody's obviously going to go to SmackDown now, and you're going to have CM Punk, I'm guessing, on Monday Night Raws. So does Gunther flip? Do they do another draft? Do they not do any drafts until when they go to Netflix? And you mentioned changing the set and everything. Do they wait and do a big overhaul of the product when they hit Netflix?
Wow.
As a, hey guys, we are commercial free. We have no TV rating now. Like, we're on Netflix. We're going to go, you know, ham.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's funny because I also think like, The Rock cursing and now Cody cursing is kind of leading up to that whole thing about, hey, we're about to go to Netflix and may not be as kid friendly as you're expecting, going to a streaming service where they answer to no one, you know. So it's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
Dude, props to Netflix, props to all of these streaming services, and, you know, just like everybody who's got their hands in the pot, you know, you've got Logan Paul and Prime, and you've got, you know, every other person who's reaching out, and you're watching the business model of the UFC in relation to the WWE. So UFC prior to 2019, 2018 or so, UFC combatants could come out in any gear they wanted. So you had, you know, the I'm going to come out in Viper gear. I'm going to come out in, you know,
Reebok or Nike,
whatever. And then Dana White was like, well, wait a minute. Let me get a cut of this. So then they went and made a deal with Reebok. So Reebok comes out and they go, all right, the first five fights of this deal, the fighters will get $5,000. And then it'll be $10,000. And then it'll be whatever. And then it was, if you're a blank, you know, whatever tier, you're going to get a different amount. And, you know, so like in Ganu or the champions, you know, the UFC champions, they would get paid a different amount. Now, imagine you seeing, much like what a wrestler that used to be on the show, he was sponsored by Jimmy John's, and he would come out and he had Jimmy John's on his shorts, on his trunks, and Jimmy's John's. And he was the only wrestler, sports entertainer, that would come out with a sponsor on his stuff. Imagine now you coming out, you've got the four corners, you've got the entire ring, and you've got
the LED boards,
all the LED boards, and you've got every whatever, and you're going to have your local, your regional, and then your national sponsors that will, you know, participate accordingly. So I think this is a very, very cool opportunity for some of the wrestlers that are on the bottom end of that earning tree to really start making some scratch. And it could be as something along the lines of whatever boot company that they're wearing or whatever trunk company. Now, granted, a lot of times, a lot of the costumes are made either by the wrestlers themselves or by WWE, as an organization, as part of their character development. So I think Bianca Belair, she makes almost all of her gear, and there's a couple others too. I think Rhea Ripley is very, very involved in her gear development and build. And there's someone else, Charlotte. I know Charlotte has someone specific that she uses. And Vega. Did you see some of her gear right now? I don't know anything about Dragon Ball and everything. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers out to the founder of Dragon Ball Z, recently passed, and a lot of her gear recently has been sort of motivated by that character development. So, yeah, there's a lot there. So we're talking about, you know, thanks for joining us here at the No Shave Man Cave, LEJ or J Tilly. We're talking about what is next coming out of WrestleMania. Me personally, I think we're going to see almost an entire clean sweep of champions, and we may see titles change hands twice if we see a cash in. Io Sky, she's going to drop the title to Bayley. I think Bayley is going to be a fantastic champion. The Kabuki Warriors, they'll be there as fodder. Asuka is injured, so I don't know what that is going to mean for their title defense. You've got the tag team title defense of the Judgment Day versus the Scramble, and whoever comes out of that. I'm forecasting DIY, and they'll come out in sort of a DX fashion. I don't think that there'll be enough to overturn the Judgment Day, but I think it'll be a fun match. And I'm excited if I'm wrong. I think that'll be very cool if I'm wrong. Yeah. And we'll see Monday Night Raw. We'll see new tag team titles presented, and we'll split those because there's so many great tag teams right now. On top of, we'll see Becky.
I was wondering about, just real quick on the tag team title thing. So are they going to have all four of the belts hanging? And if that's the case, what if one team grabs the blue and one team grabs the red? Is that how they're going to split the titles?
That's
maybe
what I think. Yeah.
Yeah. You have two groups up there and they both pull them out at the same time. And it's like, okay, cool.
All right, cool.
We're splitting them.
Done deal.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, or are they going to try to keep them together? I was curious about that. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, that's the easy out. And not that I want to do like any easy booking, but I think outside of it, outside of us calling it lazy, I think that's how they'll get to the split. And, yep. You know, The Rock keeps talking about like this, I'll make that title go away. You know, at first I thought, you know what, that just spells Seth coming out the victor and then The Rock coming after Seth. But then I heard a report that The Rock was going to go away after WrestleMania. Yep. So, I think the Scottish Warrior will come out the victor and we won't see the freaking Architect for a little while. But yeah, I think we'll see a clean sweep of championships. And even Logan Paul, I think Logan Paul is going to drop the title. And that will be a really cool opportunity for LA Knight. Yeah. To get back in the title picture, because they've totally thrown his booking to the wayside. And I'm not sure what happened, because if they don't do something quick, they are going to lose all momentum for my guy. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I know he's going against AJ. I had forgotten about the Logan Paul thing. Yeah. But with him signing this new Prime deal, do they take the title off him? Man, I'm not sure. I'm not sure on that one. But let us know what you think in the comments below here, down there somewhere. And I think that's a good place for us to wrap it right now, because I am curious what the fans think. Tell us what you think is going to happen after WrestleMania. You know, what are we going to be hyped about coming out of the show of shows? Big number 40. So make sure you like, subscribe, and share this with your friends and family, because we will be recording, obviously, up until then. But WrestleMania weekend, we will be there live. We are going to be taking our cameras and our phones and recording and probably doing some vlogs. So you probably get lots of content from us, not to mention, hopefully, knock on wood, some exclusive interviews, or at least some interviews we can get set up while we're there. And so keep following us. Make sure you like, subscribe. And like I said, hit the notification button so you know when we release our videos. I know they're kind of hit and miss right now, but we are trying to get on a steady pattern. But we don't make money on YouTube yet. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, help us out. But when we do, we should be able to start getting more consistent and not have to worry about our day jobs. But with that being said, if you want to listen to the audio version of the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, No Shave Man Cave, come check us out. Again, like, share, subscribe, hit the bell notification. Check out the videos that'll be floating around our heads for other content on our channel. And it's your turn, buddy. Take us out.
Please do. Please do. Bump and feed. Thank you, Jay Tilly, my guy, the greatest tag team partner a man could ever have. And man, as we get ready to roll into the city of brotherly love, we want to know from you, the residents, the occupants, and the members of the Philly Nation, what is the best Philly cheesesteak? Don't get me started. Or please do, because we are super excited. We're going to be there for a few days. We want to catch some of the eats and the occasions, and we are super excited. So thank you so much in advance for any feedback that you can give us to everyone. So thanks to the fam. Thanks to everyone for checking us out. And we are so excited. We are getting ready to book our tickets right now, and we'll see you there in Philly. So until then, fam, hey, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you on the floor.
You've been listening to the No Shave Man Cave.
If it's pro wrestling, we're talking about it. Unless we see something shiny and wander off into the woods. If you hang around long enough, we'll eventually come back. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Fire off your comments and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at No Shave Man Cave. Y'all be cool. And we'll see you next time on the floor.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.